This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey, I'm Sarah. When planning our home birth, my husband Matthew and I were really frustrated by the lack of empowering and honest home birth resources. So we created this podcast to start a new conversation for moms and families like us. This is Doing It at Home.
Welcome to another episode of the Doing It at Home podcast. Sarah and I had a blast recording today's episode. It was just very light and goofy and fun. And I guarantee you will laugh or your money back. Now, we do want to acknowledge the fact that the audio quality is not that great. Something was going on with our mic that day. It was acting up on us, and it kind of sounds like we recorded this thing in a tin can. So just bear with it. The episode is still awesome, and we are definitely excited for you to hear. So enjoy.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Doing It at Home podcast. I am Sarah Bivens, and with me is my jokester, comedian, extraordinaire of a husband, Matthew Bivens.
What's up, mama?
Matthew, hello.
How are you?
I'm great. I say...
It feels like we haven't done this in a little while.
It's been a minute, yeah.
Yeah, we'll address that.
Yes, but to give context to my jokester comment, if you are a longtime listener of the show, then you may have heard things dropped in at different points that Matthew has a great sense of humor and likes to joke around and have fun and be silly. But sometimes when
I knew there was a but. the way you set that up. These great things and all these amazing things, but.
I didn't mean for a big but. I shouldn't have said but. And in addition to, as well, also... He speaks in sarcasm sometimes in such a way that I don't know if he's serious or not, if he's serious or if he's joking. And you think after however many years I was your friend, your girlfriend, and now married to you in this evolution of our relationship, there are still times you completely catch me off guard and I have no idea if you are sincere in what you're saying, like if what you're saying is actually happening or if it is a complete jest. And it definitely keeps me on my toes, and there's many an eye roll that happen as a result.
Get ready for that to be the case for the rest of our lives.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I signed up for this.
Yeah, you did. You totally did.
Yeah. Okay, well, getting into today's episode, first we want to start out by taking care of some, like, housekeeping things.
Yes.
And just get it out there. Put, you know, just lay it all on the line. Get it off the chest. We have not been super consistent in publishing these types of episodes, us just kind of riffing and chatting back and forth. I can give you a list of the excuses that we've been really busy parenting, running our businesses. Matthew's picked up more clients. I've been working on more projects, but I'm not going to list off any of those things.
No,
I'm just
going
to tell you that we haven't been as consistent, and for that, we apologize.
You didn't just list off all the reasons.
No, I didn't. I could have gone into all of them, but I didn't.
Yeah, and just a second, what Sarah's saying, you know, we're referring to the episodes that we typically publish on Saturdays. On Tuesdays, we publish our interviews, and we have a few months worth of interviews already in the can.
We have a very healthy stockpile, which is awesome. You know, we have our dedicated kind of studio recording time for those interviews. And then just with life, we do not have that consistent of a schedule with these types of interviews. So we don't have that healthy stockpile. So when you have gotten our solo episodes, you've gotten them like really fresh, sometimes even like the night before.
that's the reality. But
we're working on it.
We are. And we don't have any interviews scheduled in August. And we did that intentionally so that we could focus the month of August on creating this new, you know, Sarah and I having a conversation type of content. So we're going to continue publishing our episodes as normal.
As we have them,
You guys aren't going to experience any dip off in August. But behind the scenes, Sarah and I are going to be really cranking away at recording some great new stuff. Because it really is our goal to be publishing this podcast twice a week. That's what we want to do. When we increased from once a week to twice a week a few months ago, that was our commitment. And so, like Sarah said, we just want to own it. Own the fact that we haven't been so consistent and reaffirm our commitment to getting there. And we are getting there.
Yes, absolutely. So there, that's off the list. And like Matthew said, we're going to be taking a little break from interviewing. And in that time, we're going to be recording a lot more of these types of episodes, but also focusing on where we want the show to go next and how we want the show to evolve. You know, by that point, we will have been almost a year into this thing, which is really cool. We've actually been recording for over a year, but since the show has been published and out on iTunes, that year mark is in September, right at Maya's birthday.
Yeah,
so
a few days before.
It's easy to remember. And so we, as we move into that stage, we want to hear from you. So this is like an epic call out to all of you listeners, new and old. What do you want more from us? What kind of interviews do you want to hear? What kind of stories, like specific things around home birth, you know, maybe some non-traditional things like surrogates or same-sex couples or whatever. Like I personally would love those.
That'd be awesome.
So to move into, you know, more of that direction, if there's resources or things you'd like us to talk about, things you want us to share about our own experience, we want to hear from you.
Questions you might have.
Yeah, questions you might have. People you might want us to have on the show.
Yeah.
We can create an epic campaign and rally to get certain people on the show, and we'll do our best. Or if you know someone specifically and you want to do an introduction to get them on the show, absolutely, we welcome all of that. So hit us up at hello@diahpodcast.com.
Yes.
You could direct message us on Instagram, diahpodcast. I think those are going to be the best ways to reach out to us.
You can also go to our website. You can go to diahpodcast.com and click on the contact tab, and you can just leave us a message there. So you have multiple ways in order to reach out to us and to let us know what you want us to be publishing for you next.
Yes. Cool.
And I have to say this. So,
okay.
You mentioned if there is anyone that our listeners would like for us to have on the show, to invite on the show,
yes,
then maybe we can use the collective power of the DIAH tribe out there to make it happen. Well, I do know there is somebody that you, Sarah, very much want to have on this podcast. And you've been trying.
It's one of those things.
You've been trying for a few weeks to get this individual on the show.
Individuals.
Individuals, yeah.
A couple.
It's a couple. And they've been busy.
Oh, yeah. They're doing their thing.
Yeah, like raising kids, being pregnant, creating talk shows, you know, doing all sorts of cool stuff, being interviewed on other podcasts.
Yes. Okay. All right. I'm going to put it up there. All right. So Justin and Emily Baldoni, we talked about them in, I think it's episode 58, I want to say. It's Celebrities Who Did It at Home. They are an amazing couple who have a daughter. Wait, okay, I'm going to stop there because I just need to share all these like synchronicities and crazy alignments that are just insane. And that's why this has to happen. And if you are listening, this could be our first campaign and our first like effort to get these people on the show because they have to be on the show.
Yeah, and Baldoni's, if you're listening, then hit us up.
Okay, so just to like really briefly, and we can move on, some of these sequence of events. So you know, I followed both of them on social media for a while, and then I saw some things coming up about their conversations on, like, parenting and whatnot, and so I reached out to Justin on Instagram, I DM'd him, and then he even puts messages out there like, hey guys, DM me about blah, blah, blah. So I know he wants them at times, but, you know, I'm sure it just got shoved to the bottom of, like, all these messages that are like, you're so amazing, I love you. So anyway, I had been reaching out to him via direct message, and then I sent an email to his company saying why I think they should be on the show. And then Emily makes a post, like, last week about her home birth experience and their now current experience of working with midwives in their second pregnancy. And I'm just like, what is this, you guys? Like, this is a joke. And then Justin is on Lewis Howes School of Greatness, like, a week ago on his podcast. So I know he's into the podcasting game and he's even thinking about doing his own. He's doing this new show about men. Their daughter's name is Maya. Their daughter who was born at home, her name is Maya. It's just, it kills me. It's too much. I even reached out to Emily via direct message. So, bordering stalkerdom.
Yeah, we're bordering it a little bit.
I need to cool it a little bit. I need to pump the brakes. I understand this. But it's just, there's way too many alignments. So, if this makes their way to them, I think it would be a really powerful platform and opportunity to connect with more people and just share part of their amazing, really inspiring journey. They are really awesome people, and I just want them on the show. Emily and Justin.
So, both of you, you have an open invitation.
Yes, anytime.
To join Sarah and I live, if you're in Atlanta, or via Skype, or whatever you want to do. We'll shift things around.
Yes.
To make this happen, however you want.
We'll fly out there.
Yeah.
We make a trip out of it. We'd go to San Diego and stuff.
Oh, is that where they live?
No, but they live in LA. But that's not far from San Diego, which is where we like to go, so.
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
Okay, I'm done.
All right,
that's
all right.
It.
Let's move on.
Moving on, now that we've gotten all that kind of stuff out of the way, I thought it'd be really fun to do just some, like, light, goofy things. And this works out really well, because I talked about you being a jokester at the beginning of the episode.
Cool.
I thought it'd be cool.
Am I telling jokes?
No, you're not.
Great, because I don't know any jokes.
None?
I honestly, I don't know any jokes. I'm more of the Michael Scott brand of improv.
Oh, jeez. Help us all. Okay. What we're going to do, I'm not even going to go there.
I just live an Office reference, because that's what we're currently watching on Netflix.
Yes, which I love, but sometimes Michael Scott is way too much to handle. We're going to do a little word association game, home birth style. So I thought it'd be pretty cool to give you a bunch of words, like rapid fire style, and you say the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear this word, whatever it is.
All right.
And if you take too long to respond, I have Maya's little toy here. It's a little play piano that has English, French, and Spanish.
So we're going to do a French duck?
No. Sound, oh, maybe it is a French duck. Oh. But it gives you the option of either, like, the musical sound, numbers, or animal noises. And so you will get the
quack.
Incorrect duck sound. So,
that's
did I do it right?
Oh,
I did it wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
There. I hope you can hear that.
Yeah, I'm sure you can hear it.
Okay. So that's what you will get if you take too long. But I'm curious how this will flow. I have no idea what to expect.
I haven't seen any of these either.
No. This is fresh.
All right. Should I close my eyes?
What will help your process better?
I don't know. I'll close my eyes, and if you could hold on to my right big toe, I think that would help sync us up. No to the toe thing?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Pregnant.
Belly.
Birth.
Juices.
Dilation.
Vagina.
Labor.
Water.
Crowning.
Vagina.
Uterus.
Vagina.
Why is everything vagina? You know, the uterus is a completely distinct thing from a vagina.
Yes, but you get there through the vagina.
You get to the universe. Oh, see the thing if it says goodbye. Maybe this was a bad idea. You get to the uterus through the...
If you were on the magic school bus,
okay,
and they were trying to make it to the uterus, they would go through the vagina.
All right.
Right?
All right. Yeah, I guess so.
Miss Frizzle, what's up?
Oh my gosh. Yahoo!
All right.
This is ridiculous. Okay. Placenta.
Pink.
Midwife.
Awesome.
Contraction.
Waves.
Mucus plug. What? It's a very real thing.
Yeah, loogie.
Oh,
I'm sorry, that's...
So the mucus plug is the loogie of the female reproductive?
No.
Is what you're saying?
I didn't see your mucus plug.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I've never seen one. When I think of what a mucus plug looks like, the way it was described to me, I think of middle school, someone, like, making a loogie.
It's not that far off from what you're saying, but just the fact that you said loogie is really funny. Cervix.
Vagina. You asked me, these are all, like, medical...
Squatting.
Fitness.
Doula.
Head wrap. I just picture a woman with a head wrap.
A doula? Okay.
Yeah. I think some of the folks that we know are doulas, wear head wraps.
Okay, fair enough.
How many more do we have?
1, 2, 3, 4. So this is making me sweat a little bit. All right, well, we're almost done.
All right.
Oxytocin.
Pill.
Not OxyContin.
You said,
I'm not supposed to. You're right.
There's
okay.
So much judgment.
You're totally right. I take that back. But really though, okay. Vagina.
Wonderful.
Nipple stimulation.
Also wonderful.
Skin to skin.
Baby.
Aw. That's all I had.
That's it?
Yeah.
Those are great.
Thank you.
So we should, let's publish this list of questions on the episode notes for this. And then moms out there, or people who just want to have a good time, two people can sit down, one person close their eyes, the other person ask them these questions and see what pops up.
Yeah, this could also be like a really fun drinking game for your non-pregnant friends. Maybe the pregnant woman sits in the middle and then instead of a duck quacking, they like take a shot or something. I don't know.
Yeah, a fun little word association game. I guess they're not questions. It's what comes up for you.
I thought it'd be interesting too because you're a dude, obviously, but you're probably not the average dude when it comes to birth experience, and like you talk about birth a lot, obviously you were very much a part of the pregnancy and birth experience, so like when you say things like waves to contraction, you know, that's interesting. You definitely have a lot of appreciation for the vagina, which I think is awesome.
I do.
And there you have it. That's our word association game. And
thank you for that. That was fun.
Yeah, totally. I wanted to wrap up with some thoughts. Kind of like a, you know how Jerry Springer used to wrap up his show, like The Final Word or whatever that was.
Did you really watch that show?
I would watch that show. When I was homesick from school, I would usually get to, unless I was like having a stomach issue, I would usually get to like have McDonald's, drink my McDonald's Coke, because I don't drink Coke or eat McDonald's anymore, but when I did, you know, McDonald's has the best Coke. And I used to sit and like watch all the horrible shows that are on, you know, when you're at school and you can't watch. So like Maury.
Oh, I was a Maury Povich dude. Yeah, I watched that show.
Yeah. So tangent, but
you
yes.
You are not the father.
Oh, yeah. That is not my nose. That is not my nose.
Oh, gosh, that show was wild. Unsolved Mysteries?
No.
Oh, man, I love that show.
That
was definitely a summertime or a homesick from school show.
Gotcha. So since we haven't done an episode like this in a second, there's actually been a lot going on in the birth world or a lot of conversations.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty cool that we are in a space and time where, like, birth news is a thing. And obviously that is made available and possible through the amazing things like social media and whatever. I know they get, you know, we love them and hate them, but... I mean, really, this age to, like, learn as much as you can about birth, if you're interested and you're looking for the empowering information, like, you get to hear about, you know, 14-pound baby born naturally around the world or, like, you know,
yeah,
woman...
someone live streaming their birth and
yeah,
stuff like that makes news.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
What's been going on recently in the birthing world, Beyonce had her twin boys.
Were they boys?
Yes, they were both boys.
Were they both Jay-Z's?
Really?
That's a legit question.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
But she had them at home. And I'm saying this with, like, my arms in the air and kind of, like, in air quotes because, yes, they were born in her home. Or at least that was the plan. You know, you don't get a lot from them. Like, you get just what you need from them as far as information. Like, we obviously knew she was pregnant because she posted a picture of her pregnant belly. We obviously know she's had the babies because she posted a picture of herself with the babies. But then there were articles over the past month that they planned to basically convert part of their home into, like, a hospital wing. So, yes, a home birth, but, like, a hospital in your home type of thing. This, I mean, this just goes to show the very different lives we lead as far as, like, life experiences, and, like, that can be very normal for one person. And so I don't knock that. I don't think, like, oh, my God, it's so ridiculous. Like, hey, man, if that's, like, if that's normal for your world, then cool, then whatever. But I was just wondering what your thoughts were on that, or if you had any on, like, making part of your home a hospital, basically, to essentially have a home birth.
I think it totally qualifies as a home birth. I think, first of all, I don't know what it meant to make their home a hospital. Like, what sort of stuff did they have there?
To the article, and I can find the article and put it in the show notes, you know, to back up.
Yeah.
Or if I'm incorrect, please read it and then tell me I'm incorrect. But they were going to have essentially, like, a neonatal unit. Like, they were going to have any of, like, the equipment that they would need and all that stuff, like, as if they had the baby and as if they were in a hospital, basically.
Well, okay, well, then let's back up. Did they announce that we're having a home birth?
No, not in that sense. Okay, it wasn't positioned like that.
Yeah, so then they, instead of going to a hospital, they just brought the hospital to them.
Exactly,
so,
yes, that's the exact way of putting it.
Yeah, so I guess then in that case, I wouldn't consider that the same type of thing. It didn't sound like they wanted the experience that a lot of the families who've come on our show wanted when they said, we want to do a home birth.
Right, and we obviously don't know, and probably will never know, unless Beyonce wants to come on the show, which would be cool. You know, if she had any medical intervention, what she was hooked up to, what she received as far as care, you know, like, we will not know those things, so we don't know what kind of birth, be it in their home, it was. But it's just it's certainly interesting.
Would you consider a home birth a home birth if the person gave birth in the backyard?
Yeah.
What about if they gave birth in the driveway?
Yes.
The street adjacent to the home. I'm just trying to get at, what does technically home birth mean?
Yeah, I mean, now we're in, like, a deep philosophical thing here. I'm like, this could question the whole show, and it's just going to implode from here.
It might. Treehouse?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's a lot that goes into the intentionality and the mindset around it, too. I mean, there are some people who, yes, had a home birth, but it's because they didn't get to the hospital in time.
Yeah, there you go.
Didn't plan it. Or, you know, in this case, people like Beyonce and Jay-Z, maybe that was their intention to, like, have more of that holistic, natural approach. And
yeah,
then just have all of the backups there for them. Because this was also mentioned in the article, and I don't know the extreme validity to this, because believe it or not, I don't keep up on everything that Beyonce and Jay-Z do.
You don't follow Bay?
No.
That's it, right?
Okay. Bay. May the gods of, like, all that is cool not smite me right now, but I'm not obsessed with Beyonce. Like, I know I'm supposed to be, as, like, a 20-something, late 20s female. Like, I know that I'm supposed to just be obsessed with anything she does, but I don't really get it. I like some of her music. I think the Lemonade thing was really cool. I mean, I think it's totally dope and boss to record an entire album, like, and not tell anyone, and then just, like, put it out there, and it's awesome. I think that's totally cool. I respect that. She's obviously very brilliant and super smart with her business. But I'm just not,
You know, it's not your cup of lemonade. That's cool. I like Jay-Z on Reasonable Doubt and Blueprint.
Okay.
Black Album was pretty cool.
Cool. I feel kind of weird about saying, or when I'm around people who are like, you know, Beyonce can do no wrong, like, Hail the Queen, like, I feel kind of awkward and kind of, like, shy away and moonwalk away awkwardly because I don't have much to contribute to the conversation.
It's like saying you're not a Beatles fan or something.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, people wanna do bad things to you when you say stuff like that.
Oh, so what I was saying before I got off on that tangent, the article talked about how, I guess, with the birth of Blue, which was in a hospital, there was some, like, I don't know, what's the word you want?
A calamity?
Yeah, because, you know, other people, lay people who were having their babies in the hospital, I guess security was really heightened, and, like, some people couldn't go into the nursery at different times to, like, see their babies that they had just birthed.
Oh, geez.
Because, yeah, so I don't know how true that was. It said it in an article as well, but, like, if you have an experience like that and it causes like a huge hoopla and you have the financial means, then I guess, yeah, maybe it is better for everyone to just like make, you know, General Hospital Carter, you know.
You know, they got the funds to do it and to not blink an eye at it. So it sounds like they did exactly what worked for them.
Yes. And for that, cheers to the Carters, yeah. Because that's what we're about, empowered choice and doing what works for you. So,
and you know, the whole point is to have happy, healthy kids, and she had twins, right?
Yes.
So, you know, that heightens things just a little bit, mm-hmm. You know, having two at once. So, you know, I'm happy for them. I'm happy that they picked something that worked, that they've got some healthy babies, and all
blessings.
Is well in the world.
Blessings to all. That's all I have for today. Do you have
there's
anything
no more
else
news?
That you have? That was the biggest one.
Oh, cool. Jay-Z and Beyonce bumped all other news. All other birth-related news in the world was pushed aside. Cool.
Well, do you have anything?
No, I don't have anything.
That was just the main one I wanted to touch on.
Cool. Well, this was fun. I like this back and forth silly stuff.
Yeah, it's like we do it all the time or something.
Oh, you're implying this is what our lives are like?
Yes.
Not really, because you know, I feel like I gotta be on right now.
Oh.
When the mic turns off, it's like the real me comes out.
The real you.
Yeah.
The real Matthew, everyone.
The
I'm
real
sure you
Matthew.
Love to see that. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. We really appreciate you. As we said earlier in the episode, we want to hear from you. Like,
yes.
It's stupid how much we want to hear from you. Reminder again, that's hello@diahpodcast.com, or you can go to the website, diahpodcast.com, or hit us up on the Instagrams @diahpodcast. Thank you. We love you. Peace out.
Bye.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.